It's the Lori and Julia Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. My name is Holly. I've been filling in for Donnie all this week. He'll be back on Monday. And be sure to come and visit us at the Pride Parade this Sunday. Want to give a shout out to our Pride partner, David at First Equity. You can learn more at tcpride.org. So come and see us. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fabulous. We're going to have some good music playing. Lori and Julia.
That's right.
It's going to be good.
It's good. We're on float 69, number 69. I don't know how we got so lucky
69.
To get that number.
69.
69. Anyone say 69? Do you remember how old you were when you found out what that was?
Oh, old. I'm
were
sure.
Like 20s?
No. No. For crying out loud. Not that old.
Did
Come
we
on.
Learn about it in like a hair?
High school.
Like a what's the other side of midnight or something like that? One of those
remember
books?
Remember Harold Robbins?
I think I learned about it in middle school, late middle school, maybe. And so then you realize what it was and you're like,
No, I remember my first thought, gross.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, let's be honest. Who would want to do that?
Exactly.
No. Oh, no. I remember my friend Loretta D'Ambrosio when we got we got to see the film in fifth grade. The boys went into another room. The girls went into another room. We saw, you know, how babies are made.
We never saw that.
Oh, yeah. We saw the film.
As a Catholic girl, though.
Fifth grade. And I remember Loretta after we saw it, and then we're at lunch. And I remember she just announced to everybody,
I'm never doing that.
I'll do that to have children, but I'm never taking off my house coat. I've never forgotten that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you have a house coat? My grandma wears one of those.
I love house coats.
I never heard it.
That's hysterical.
I mean, as a young person, right. I never used that word. So funny that she used it. And she was just I'll do that to have children, but I will never take off my house coat.
I mean, the thought of it when you're young is just like, no, gross.
No.
Why would anyone want to do that?
All right. Well, Julia, you reported on this story. You said that we had the opportunity to buy some of the things that belonged to Jackie Kennedy.
Yes.
And
one thing in particular.
Her Cartier watch.
Yep.
And the person who was awarded the gold Cartier watch entered the auction as an anonymous bidder, according to TMZ. The watch was projected to go for $120,000. She got this elegant timepiece as a present from her brother-in-law, Prince Stanislaw Radziwill, who was married to her sister. It features the date, February 23rd, 1963, engraved into it, which was 9 months before her husband was assassinated.
Right.
And Kim Kardashian was the anonymous bidder, and she tripled her offer, and she got it for
$379,000.
Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's just the classic Cartier that we would wear the fake ones of. In, you know, the 90s.
Yes.
It's just a beautiful timepiece, but it's engraved and it's simple. And so, you know, because Kim said, I'm never going to wear jewelry again after the robbery and everything. Mm-hmm. This isn't flashy. It's a classic piece.
It's a black leather.
It's a black.
Looks like a black snake
I have
skin.
This. I had this fake in Coach from, you know, that street out in New York. That
Canal we went, Street.
Yeah,
Canal.
Thank you. Back in the day when we'd go buy all the fakies out there and stuff.
I had a Gucci watch that had that. Leather band like that, which I lost in the pig barn at the state fair years ago.
I have a Seiko with that black leather brand my dad gave me for my high school graduation.
You know how sick I was that I lost that watch?
I would be.
Yeah.
Do you think she's actually going to wear this watch?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do, because it's just simple and classic. I wear a watch every day. I love wearing a watch.
Oh, me too.
They're coming back in vogue, too.
Kim also bid on a painting that Jackie Kennedy painted, but we don't know if she got that. All right, Julia, let's talk about the guy who bugged us so much when we were laying in bed at the Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, watching a little morning TV.
He doesn't bug me as much as you and John.
Prepping. We watched Kelly and Ryan. He is so awkward as a host. I can't even tell you. From the clothes, the hair, the fake way he's trying to be intimate and personal and real.
He talked about going to the bathroom with this person that he lives with, and it was his dog.
Uh-huh.
Riveting story.
Riveting
but
story.
But see, I don't know how Kelly isn't rolling her eyes. You know, there is something, and it makes me sad because I loved that show.
She was better off doing it
she
alone.
She was better off alone with the simple people who would delight us and show up every day as a chef surprise.
Yeah.
I'm very sad about it because then I made you. I'm like, let's switch channels.
I mean, he had a striped sweater on with a too tight jacket and these skinny black pants with the leather Vans with the white sole.
Not
black.
Everybody's good at doing it.
And
I think, you know.
No sock. And he just looks like he's trying so hard to be 25. It was painful for me. It's painful for me to watch that.
It bums me out because I used to love the beginning of Kelly's show. I mean, we go back to when she was with Regis, and that was like our favorite thing. And I loved it even when she had all these fake people on for a year and a half. So that's too bad. We're very disappointed.
Yeah, and I guess he's agreed to return to American Idol, so maybe this will be his soft way of getting out of the show.
Look, we've already got him fired.
Yeah, we do.
But you know he had an ironclad contract because he has kind of moved to New York.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's agreed to return. They're saying it'll be between 10 and 15 million, but his colossal ego, ego, because Katy Perry's getting paid 25 million.
Right.
He has to, he's insisting on getting an executive producer.
I'm okay with that.
As well as being the
host. Okay with that, mm-hmm. because then he gets some of the proceeds from the back end. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, all right, fine.
I really am. And you know, he's good at that job. He's good at announcing people, getting a little bit from them, and then moving on to the next thing. What's hard is when he has to share personal stuff. And we said he's going to have to do it. And it just feels weird.
Fake.
I know it. But you
insincere.
Know, Holly, we saw a fashion statement this morning, though. Literally, Lori and I are trying to prep this morning at Mystic Lake in our little hotel room. Big little, who are they? That group.
Little Big Town?
Yeah, Little Big Town was
the on country
good,
people.
Yeah, it was on Good Morning America. And the latest is leather leggings that we've seen forever, but they had two rows in the front of fringe.
Fringe on the pants?
Yes, on the leggings. So fringe on the thigh.
Yeah.
And then fringe below the knee.
Oh,
I thought it was kind of cool.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at this.
They were not special. And
I liked
it's 90 degrees in Central Park.
I'm just thinking yeast infection.
Totally,
I'm sorry.
100%.
They were crotchless people. That's the part you never knew because she had just netting there.
You don't know that wasn't like a...
But I would have them made that way if you're a performer because you get hot on the stage. I thought that was kind of cool. Leggings with fringe. I've never seen it before.
Maybe it was just the whole tragedy of the dress, the boots, the hair.
It really, the whole
else.
Outfit was really bad.
It was so bad.
I support your enthusiasm, Julia.
Do you get it?
For the fringed leggings. Yes.
They're really cute.
Every time Julia puts on anything that goes up to her thigh, she just feels like she's a supermodel, you know, with long legs that reach for miles.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
5'2". They go on and on and on and on and on.
Okay. The Today Show team of Savannah and Matt Lauer were on Watch What Happens Live last night. They were actually pretty delightful. Really, no major tea was spilled.
Right.
But they played a little game, the Clubhouse Playhouse, and Matt Lauer had to wear a Tom Cruise wig and recreate his famous 2005 interview with the actor.
He did not.
And he did do
he
it.
He did not.
You don't know the history of psychiatry, man.
Does he have the audio?
No, they just had it. What was actually said, and Matt played Tom Cruise.
Stop
but before it. He did it, he just said, can I just say before we do this, I like Tom. We have a good relationship and a good friendship, and he was a true mensch, and he...
He apologized.
Apologized to him
yep.
after that or whatever. So anyway, also, Andy got quite a kick because a caller asked Matt Lauer, do you have any regrets about what you did during the Britney Spears interview.
Oh, remember that?
I forgot about that.
We were on the air.
Oh, yes. But the eyelash that kept on falling off of her eyelid.
Oh, yeah.
And she was chewing gum.
And she had a dirty shirt on.
Oh. You know what he said? Huh. He said, we kept stopping and asking her if she wanted to stop for a minute
right.
and collect her composure. And he said she didn't. She wanted to keep going. That was her choice.
Right.
And Andy was just like, this is so Watch What Happens Live that you're asking Matt Lauer, who's interviewed all kinds of people, you're bringing up that.
Right.
But here's something that happened on the Today Show. They spilled a little of their own tea about Matt and Al Roker.
Okay.
Matt, what was your first impression of someone sitting here at the table? Honest.
We had a rough start.
We had a rough start.
And it's amazing we are dear friends now.
So what? What was the impression?
A long story short, we're on the air one time. Al said something on local television years ago. Al said something to me that I did not appreciate. Live on television.
He booted my name and I said, wow, not so easy in the big leagues, is it, pretty boy?
That was pretty good.
So, and of course, Julia, your first impression of me?
I loved you.
I know. My first impression of Julia, we totally had a girl crush on each other.
Totally.
Within 30 seconds.
100%.
At work, Julia.
With the cutest outfits on.
I know. We both remember what we were each wearing.
A black and white polka dot blouse with a little tie. I mean, a bigger fluff tie and a black shorter skirt and a black blazer. And you were in, I think, a red blazer.
No, I had my Ann Taylor, the green jacket with the purple skirt.
Oh, gosh.
And the scarf that brought it all together and the big button gold earrings because it was, you know, early 90s.
Oh, just fell in love. Isn't that silly?
Yeah, no, that's funny. Okay, our show that we gave up on after one episode, still star-crossed, the Romeo and Juliet from...
You got to Hollywood speak this one.
From Shondaland.
Yes.
And it's on ABC. Three episodes in. It's not a good time slot partner with The Bachelorette. They have moved it to Saturday
night. To that primetime TV spot, Saturday night.
Goodbye, still star-crossed.
But look at out of the drama's ratings languished out of the gate, posting just a 0.5.
And anything that follows The Bachelorette, ABC expects to do well because it has such a big lead in.
Yeah, but no.
No. Anyway, don't fret for Shondaland.
No, she's making...
Scandal coming back, Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, and she's got a legal drama called For the People that's coming out. But I cannot endorse Still Star-Crossed. If you need a period
piece,
Rain on the CW is your show.
That's the one you like?
It is good. I've watched about the first 2 years.
About the young Mary Queen of Scots.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, when we come back, we've got Elizabeth here with the Dirt Alert.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Raising mother.
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Elizabeth Reese, darling, happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday.
Boy, oh, God, happy Friday at 5:15, too.
No kidding. And the celebrities are like doing, they're so slow the last day.
They're not even behaving badly. Johnny Depp, though, did for a little while.
Thank goodness. We got a little bit of Johnny Depp news.
We got a little action out of him.
I do have some dirt that I've been digging up to deliver to you today, but it is one of those summer relaxed Fridays. So let's just take it easy, take her slow. Johnny Depp apologizing for making a real bad joke. He told a crowd at the Glastonbury Festival, he joked, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president? Now he's apologizing. He says, I didn't mean any harm by it. He admitted it was a bad joke. It was in poor taste. He says, it did not come out as intended, and I intended no malice. I was only trying to amuse, not to harm anyone. The White House condemned Johnny Depp for the joke and then called on Hollywood to speak out against violence and in their rhetoric. So there you go.
Yeah.
Guys, don't joke about assassinating the president.
No.
It's just not that funny anytime for any party, anywhere.
And I wish the White House would have pointed out the irony of all the times that Ted Nugent had horrible things to say about
President
Barack
Obama
and shooting Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Or ignored it.
I know. You either need to ignore it or take the stand that it's unacceptable regardless of the party. I'm taking the unacceptable regardless of the party stand.
Yes. We agree 100%. It's never funny.
No.
It's never funny.
Like the Kathy Griffin thing wasn't funny.
But then you can go back.
I mean, I remember when I was working in news and George W. Bush came to Duluth to campaign. This was such a long time ago and I was so young. And there were all of these comparisons of George W. Bush that people were dressing up comparing him to Hitler.
Oh,
also not funny.
Not funny at all.
Like, that's not funny. I thought at the time, I remember thinking, this is so offensive to
everybody.
Holocaust victims in particular. I mean, because that what George W. Bush is doing is not even in the realm of that. And so to compare the two is not good. So guys, regardless of the party, just stop, ease up. Oh, bad. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Jamie Foxx. Let's read into this a little bit, girl,
all right,
shall
give it
we?
To us.
Okay, so Jamie Foxx was on the Graham Norton show yesterday, and he's talking about finding it more difficult to date as he's gotten older. Okay, so first...
He did not say that.
Yeah, so this is what's interesting. So, you know, he's been linked to Katie Holmes since 2013.
Right.
There have been all these stories that it's going to be any day now that they go public with their romance because they've been sneaking around together for years. Because for 5 years, Katie Holmes apparently has this clause in her divorce that she can't go public with a new relationship
right.
post-divorce from Tom Cruise. So she and Jamie Foxx have been just... You know, hiding in elevators and driving in cars with seriously tinted windows. But here's what Jamie Foxx had to say. He said, "It's tough out there. I'm getting older, but people think I'm younger." He said, "I was at a club the other night and a group of girls shouted my name. And I was like, 'Hey, what's up?' And they said, 'We go to school with your daughter.'" He said, "You have to be so careful." And then he went on, Jamie Foxx, who has a daughter who's 23. He said, "When I was asked the other day by a 20-something girl how old I was, she looked at me as though 49 was a terminal disease."
Oh, how can anyone that old talk to me? I'm 20.
So what's the deal? He's trying to throw us off the trail? I mean, I don't know.
He's just trying to get some publicity for Shazam.
Yeah.
Isn't that his show?
I don't know what he's doing.
Doesn't he do Shazam?
Yeah, Shazam beats on Thursday night.
Well, clearly he needs the publicity because I don't even know what it is. But that's his take
on dating. It's Name That Tune.
Okay, I see.
But after, you know, that app that can identify music right away.
Yeah, Shazam. I do like that app.
Okay.
Beyonce's choreographer saying, "I know the names of the twins, but I'm not going to tell you." Oh, there's been all sorts of speculation. Okay.
What a big tease.
Somebody just release it. They'll release it in a cool photo way. I'm sure. And we will find out soon what the names of the twins are. Dr. Luke has dropped his defamation lawsuit against Kesha's mom. He is the Sony producer. This has been
Drop the thing with Kesha.
Just drop it all. Let her go. He's been in this saga with the defamation lawsuit with Kesha's mom for nearly 3 years. They reached a settlement. He claimed in a 2014 lawsuit that Kesha's mom orchestrated this huge campaign of sexual lies against him. He's claiming that Kesha's mom wanted Kesha to break her contract with him. And then when she couldn't, that's when she convinced Kesha to say that he had assaulted her. The parties have now agreed to dismiss the case with prejudice. So that means it can't be refiled. And he did get a statement from Kesha's mom. The statement says she admits she had no firsthand knowledge of the events occurring on the night of the alleged rape. She was not present at that night. At the time, she was in Nashville. Kesha was in L.A., blah, 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 blah. She went and countersued Dr. Luke, claiming he tormented and abused her by allegedly date raping her daughter. And that case was dropped in April of 2016.
All right.
I just wish Kesha would be free of Dr. Luke.
I know it.
I do too. I just think that's so odd that
it's still going on.
I know that's still going on, and that Sony isn't just like, just let it go. You're a giant conglomerate.
I know.
You're a monster. I mean, who cares?
It feels so like a personal vendetta.
Yeah.
Like they have to stand behind Dr. Luke on this one.
I know. It's very odd.
It feels very mean.
Mm-hmm. It is mean. Yeah, it's totally mean. Scott Disick and Bella Thorne are partying together again. They're
Why?
In L.A.
I don't know. She's too young. She's not even 21.
Well, and she said about Scott, he really drinks a lot and that partying with him in Cannes was way too much for her. She, though, went to dinner with him Thursday night in L.A. They were joined by a few friends and then they went to Lana Del Rey's birthday party. And then they partied with Robin Thicke and French Montana and Nelly. And then they exited the club holding hands. I don't know.
Like, do you guys even think he's hot?
No.
And he always has cigs with him. He's always smoking the cigs.
And you know his baggage. Like,
I know he is.
Why is that attractive?
I don't think anything about him is attractive.
He's
a mess. I mean, he seems like somebody who, it's like Kourtney Kardashian tried to fix him for years.
Oh,
and tried
she
to
did.
Just get him to, like, even just function as a normal adult. And he's incapable of doing that.
Right. No, I know.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a big fan. I think she's young. I don't know what Bella Thorne is doing. It was odd. The whole thing was handled weird. Okay, so Lionel Richie, you saw him last night, right?
Yes, we did.
Did you love it? How was it?
So fun.
We're stuck on him. We're so stuck on him.
That's a really cool place to see.
And music. It was outside. I saw some photos. Oh, so great.
Beautiful.
At Mystic Lake. Oh,
that's... I was having so much fun tweeting and just using his lyrics of, you know, his songs.
I love Lionel Richie.
Oh, I love this show. I know. That would have not been a thing that a pregnant lady would be doing.
I'm so pregnant. I was like, if it
Is that
even...
what we're calling it?
I'm so pregnant. Yeah. I mean, I'm due on Thursday. I did go to New Kids on the Block, and that was like my last hurrah. And then I felt like, oh gosh, Mystic is kind of a ways from my house. If I, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle.
The way to deal with that place is sleep overnight.
Oh yeah, I know, and stay in the nice rooms.
I know. Emily Engberg, she was dancing and singing along like everybody else.
She had a great time. I should have gone with her. I should have hitched a ride with Emily. Well, Lionel Richie is welcoming the diva behavior from Mariah Carey. She's going to join his tour next month, and he has been joking that he expects Mariah Carey to bring along a massive entourage. She might need a dressing room larger than the arena, but he doesn't care. He says, I wanted her to feel in her element, and a diva has to do what a diva has to do.
I love it.
I like his attitude, but I still think she's so badly behaved. I mean, that story from Cedric Yarbrough about how she handled her cameo, now cut cameo, on that movie House That Looks So Terrible is just unbelievable.
I know.
4 hours late, and she wants a ceiling fan.
In certain areas, she should just not be so diva-like.
No.
Like this one, she wasn't doing anyone any great shakes favor. I think they were doing her one.
Well, Jason made a good point this morning that if it's on her terms, if it's her dime, if it's, you know, my video shoot and this is how I roll, then that's fine. But when it's somebody else's operation, I don't think it's that great.
It's not cool.
You'll see Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey, their 22-show tour is launching July 22nd in Oakland. And so they'll all be
He's
together.
He's warming up. And I'm telling you, he was slender. He had not as much of a mesh of a see-through shirt as Mick Jagger did, but he had a nice see-through shirt.
How did he sound? His voice sounded good?
He sounded great.
Oh, that's good. I love it. Yeah. All right, girls. Well, happy Friday. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
He sounded easy like Sunday morning.
Good one.
Friday.
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's get to some weekend picks. I'm going to go first.
Please do, Laura.
Okay, so the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, which is free, and it takes place. The main stage is Mears Park, but more than 20 clubs and outdoor stages. Like, there's something going on in Maurice Park.
In Lower Town, St. Paul.
Lower Town. And so that is going on. Highly recommended. And last year, 90,000 people went over the...
Do you know how hot it was this night? Last year.
I wish it was hot again this night.
Me too.
I'm sick of the cold weather.
But it is supposed to clear up, you know. So anyway, so go to TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com. But there's a lot of good acts.
Yes.
No, it's TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Thank you, Julia.
You're welcome, love.
Also, okay, the Saloon for Pride Weekend tonight. Wilson Phillips is on the Saloon stage. Tomorrow night, it's Old School Drag Show. And on Sunday, it's Deborah Cox is headlining. So that'll be a fun place to go. And also, if you're looking for a lot of guys and hot cars and maybe some stashes, back to the 50s at the State Fairgrounds is tonight, Saturday, and Sunday.
And that's always fun. The cars are amazing.
The cars are amazing. And if you have somebody who loves their cars and loves that, they've got a lot of fun stuff going on. Out there.
They do. Can I tell you where
12,000 classic cars show up, Julia.
And I used to love watching them drive around the cities.
And they've got music both nights. Robbie V is playing tomorrow night. But the coolest, shiniest vehicles will cruise into the fairgrounds. And it is a lot of guys.
Nice. Okay, so here I'm going to give you two more places to see guys. Okay. The Town Ball Classic by ESPN 1500 and the Twins is happening at Target Field tomorrow, where you're going to see great, great baseball from local amateur teams, and tickets are $10. and it gets you into all the games. So check that out. People love going to that.
Yeah, I know they do.
Gates open 1 hour prior to the first game. And if you want more information, go to ESPN.com. Town Ball Classic. Also on Sunday, a nice fundraiser. Kyle Rudolph of the Minnesota Vikings is at Lord Fletcher's. They're having a lake bash from 11 to 2. Performance by Christopher Ferreira. Mm-hmm. And the Common Good, and they're raising money. It's going to be a lot of fun, but you're going to see a lot of Vikings out there and a lot of, you know, beefy men, and hopefully it's hot.
You could have a Pimm's Cup while you're at it.
I love Pimm's Cup.
So do we. I had amazing Pimm's Cup. It was New Orleans.
Really?
I mean, they muddled the cucumber and the mint. I mean, it was not mint, cucumber. It was amazing, those things. I love them. So good.
And they don't have a lot of alcohol.
No, just so you can number
one. Pimm's is a pretty low alcohol content. Yeah,
kind of used to be an aperitif. Okay, and also this on Sunday, weather permitting, but they're going to do it no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. From noon to four, you can get a historic garden stroll along Summit Avenue. And tickets are just $10 in advance. You can go to Fratelloni's Ace Hardware and Kowalski's Market on Grand Avenue. It's like a little bit. It's right over 8 Mill Road. And that's
those are fun. I've done those before.
I know. Beautiful. You have. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you get to peek inside back gardens. So things that you're not going to see if you just drive up and down Summit. And, you know, people really do deck out their gardens.
Yeah.
And also just want to let people know a couple programming things on Sunday Night Glow. It's tonight.
Tonight on Netflix.
Yeah, you can stream it now.
No. Yeah, Glow on Netflix. It's an exuberant, loopy, deep dive into kitschy 80s nostalgia about
Neil told us
ladies wrestling.
He told us he loved it.
So that's on tonight. And also on Sunday night, if you want to watch the BET Awards, mm-hmm. Leslie Jones is hosting.
Oh, fun.
From Saturday Night Live. And she's very funny. So I think that'll be a lot of good. So now we've got pickup lines.
I've got gay pickup lines.
All right.
I searched high and low.
I'm writing
many
them down.
Of them.
Last week, we had marathon pickup lines.
Yes.
I wish it was last week.
I know
my
it.
Gosh. I do this whole week.
Talking to men with clean underwear and dirty minds. And then someone said, how about a guy with no underwear and a filthy mind? And we're like, that'll work.
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay.
Okay, so what are today's?
Many of the good pickup lines that are available. You can't even say them.
We can't say them. They're so dirty.
Wonderful. Okay, how about this? My two favorite letters of the alphabet, E-Z. Corny, but kind of cute.
Cute. Holly, would you use it?
No.
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 Hey, I lost my underwear. Can I see yours? Just for the forward person, you know?
Oh, by that one.
How about this
I
one?
Wish we had crickets after that one. Because it was so... And we couldn't even react.
I know,
it was so bad.
For any of these, please feel free to substitute... woman for man,
whatever.
I may not be the best looking woman in here, but I am the only one talking to you.
Oh, nice.
Okay, that's sophisticated.
Yes.
And kind of a
cheeky, flirty.
Cheeky. It's called the neg, you know, where you sort of you get someone's interest by saying something complimentary about
and
yourself and then a diss on them. My name is Julia, remember that. You'll be screaming it later.
Oh, stop it. Like, who would ever say that?
Hi, did you get your license suspended for driving all these guys crazy?
Okay, that's kind of a clever one.
It's kind of cute. If I had a garden, I'd put your two lips and my two lips together.
Okay, that's really cute.
You could use that on the garden stroll.
You could.
Let's see. Dude, I'm an American Express lover. You shouldn't go home without me.
That's kind of cute.
That's cute.
It's cute. Do you work for UPS? No? I thought I saw you checking out my package.
Okay, that's really good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. For a guy to say, that's a good one.
I know you think I'm sexy, but just like all the other ladies, you're going to have to get a number and wait in line.
That's good and sassy. That's I can see you saying that one.
Baby, if you're a fruit, you'd be a fine apple.
As opposed to a pineapple or as opposed to a banana?
Pineapple, you know, fine. Like, you're so fine.
I know. I'm still trying
to wrap my mind around that one.
I think, baby, if you're a fruit, you'd be a long banana.
How about
I don't
this
know.
Yeah, an eggplant, something.
I know something.
Juicy peach.
That was so bad.
I wanted someone to use this.
Okay.
Wait, that was so bad.
I love the way you move like butter on a bald monkey.
What the hell does that mean?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
I double dodged.
I feel like that was really, really gross, and I should not have let you said that.
we cannot be stopped.
Yeah, I don't even know what
it
means.
I know, but I'm going back to Europe, fine apple. That is so bad.
That's
These are really bad.
Yeah, Julie, that was bad.
Don't repeat that one. Whatever it meant, I think it was over our...
Over our grade level.
Yeah, over second grade.
That's right.
People always say, you guys act like you're in like third grade. Second.
Anyone can sit here and buy you drinks, but I want to buy you dinner.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that's very pleasant.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think that's nice.
I know milk does a body good, but damn, girl, how much have you been drinking?
Well, that's better than I want to milk your udders.
Yeah.
Julia, who is ever? Do you know that we are?
Baby.
We're working on an hour of sleep. We are just, our brains are fried.
That pickup line would have never crossed my mind.
No. Me neither, but I saw a giant cow.
Baby, you got more legs than a bucket of KFC.
Okay, that's fine.
No, you got more. All right.
All right, one more.
Oh, God, Holly's like getting us off.
Oh, well, I gotta go.
You're like my favorite candy bar, half sweet, half nuts.
That's cute.
Kind of cute.
That's fine.
Kind of cute. All right.
That's cute. Well, guess what we're going to be back with? Not more pickup lines, but other headlines that we didn't get to today.
You know, I just go to this website.
I absolutely love them.
You're just the messenger?
I'm just the messenger, but I'm going to tweet one of these out just because people might need one.
All right.
All right, listen.
We're here to please.
Yeah,
Gloria, really I love the work you do for the community.
You are a giver.
Thank you.
Giving. All right, listen, we'll be right back with our favorite headlines of the day. And in honor of Pride, today our sing-along has got to be Cher.
Previously on Jason and Alexis.
I would like a new friend, and I would like this woman to be my friend.
Okay.
So here's the deal.
Good.
There's a great video on Facebook. This woman is from Alaska who was watching a boat race when one of the guys racing falls out of the boat. So she freaks out, but in the middle of it, for no apparent reason, she keeps inviting the guy that fell into the water over for moose soup.
Dirty. You guys are doing good. Is that Charlie?
Richard Raven.
Oh, dirty son of a. Come down later for moose soup. Right, you guys are doing good. Son of a. Come down for moose soup after. You boys.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, God.
Bringing you everything entertainment. Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk 107.1. This is the Lori and Julia Show with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Pride. Everyone be safe. Have fun out there. There's a lot of fun things going on. And if you're coming to the parade, the My Talk booth is number 69.
Just have to say that again.
Our favorite headline today.
Yes, Jer.
50 Cent has a crush on Helen Mirren, and we say, who doesn't?
No kidding. How'd this come out?
Well, she was in Monte Carlo at this festival thing that they've been going on, the Cannes Lion thing and all that. And she was photographed hanging out with him. He looks so handsome in a tuxedo. And she's like kind of beaming at him. And whatever she said to him has him swooning.
I love it.
And he said, I'm trying not to stare at her. She knows she turns me on. She just has that thing. You know, you can't describe it. We can. It's called je ne sais quoi.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she does. And he tweeted a photo of me and the queen, Helen Mirren, just chilling. And she was honored at the festival where Prince Albert of Monaco presented her with something. And 50 Cent was there to promote the next season of Power coming back on.
Oh, right. Stars. Okay. I opted out of that one.
That's a good show.
You still watch that?
Well, I am behind, Julia.
Like one a season?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It happens.
Okay.
It
happens. Then I'm at the same point you are. Yeah. I call
but
it.
You didn't finish the first year.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Well, then
I've
let's
seen...
watch it together.
All right, fine.
Okay.
How about watching this show together? Netflix's Glow is a glittering knockout.
I can't wait.
We are so watching this show.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's one of those shows that, like, you can, like, I know Casey will like it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's good. You need a show that you can both watch
together.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Prince Harry, like most royals, cherishes a terrific sense of entitlement.
Yeah, the Daily Mail was not really feeling Harry's Newsweek interview.
None of us wants to be prince.
None of us wants
such a drag.
None of us want to get on the throne.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, so I guess they also outed him, the Daily Mail, about why he told, why he quit the army. He wanted to do additional missions. They said, you can't do any more missions, and he quit in a snit.
Well,
so we never knew that before.
Oh, but okay.
We didn't know that before.
No, because he was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should be telling both young princes that it's self-indulgent to grant interviews describing their emotional tribulations following their mother's death. Letting it all hang out emotionally is the fashion among their generation, but keeping their own mouth shut, as the queen has always done, is the only way to keep alive the fragile mystique of the monarchy.
People want it. Yeah.
It's true.
It's like, okay, because they've let out a lot lately.
Yeah.
They've talked about
how
they really have been, you know.
The queen needs to tell them to STFU.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
Jennifer Lawrence and Zoe Saldana among Walk of Fame inductees. Also Snoop Dogg, Jack Black.
You posted a little thing on this, didn't you? Today,
yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of these people have movies to sell next year, so they're all getting stars on the Walk of Fame.
There you go. Yeah. Wow.
And somebody has come up with 40,000 or 25,000 or whatever it is for their star.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Murphy, Versace's killer, got away with it due to homophobia.
Well, that's kind of an interesting, I mean, you talked about that earlier about how Ryan Murphy is very interested in the storyline, because at the time, it was 20 years ago, there was a lot of homophobia. Oh, for crying out loud.
In 1997. The cover of Entertainment Weekly, where the interview, Holly has posted it, the casting for this American Crime Story, Versace, is spot on.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Stunning.
And that's going to start next year.
February. Yeah, like next year. Mm-hmm. Is Angelina Jolie trying to flirt her way into a better divorce agreement?
I don't know, but it's a good story.
It really is. Whoever made up that headline, I'm impressed.
That she got Botox divorce, that Brad wants to get back together with her. I guess I wouldn't be surprised, because I feel like they broke up over his drinking. His drinking, that had been an issue with them. If you followed all the stories, what people were saying is that he, even by his own GQ, there hasn't been a day since college when I haven't been loaded. High, drunk, a day since college.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot.
Hello.
That's a lot. And when you're a parent of six kids,
you can't
not
be
cool.
like that. No.
Not cool.
Mm-mm.
All right. You know what it is. It's time to sing.
Oh, gosh. All right. Turn it up, everybody. Happy Pride.
Whatever.
website for food for families all weekend long. Everyone, happy Pride weekend and have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.